apologize for my lateness on this Gimel Shvat, January 9th. We're on page Nun Zion. It's speaking about Nevuah and the wisdom of the Yesod HaIbur. And now this section introducing the you draw from this the Shalshalas, the straight line of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu till today, even though there have been different emphases in how we learn the Torah and so on, but it's one straight link. Achtus nifloa bein ha-chochma v'ha-maisem af-yenes es kol gadol le-chachm Yisrael ad achron ha-achronim. A tremendous unity, an incredible unity between wisdom and action characterizes the greatest of the Chachmei Yisrael till the most recent times. Torah seinu kayadua. Our Torah, as is known, Enem Avdila Bein Sugi HaMitzvos HaShonos, doesn't distinguish between different categories of mitzvos. Al Isra Chelev V'Nida Magia Kares Kimo Al Vodazara. Chelev V'Nida, which have much more to do with one's private affairs, and not ritual mitzvos, are Isra Kares, just like a Vodazara. Al Chelo Shabbos Magia Misa Kimo Al Ritzicha. Violation of Shabbos, like for murder. Now, Shabbos is what you'd call a ritual mitzvah, and Ritzicha is a societal, civil. Lashon Hara hu osolav kama achilas chazir. Lashon Hara is a loza, say like eating a chazir. Hashleimim bi Yisrael him eila shekol chayeim him achdus nefla b'maisim b'machshava. The people who are considered complete, whole in Klal Yisrael are those who have a tremendous unity. They're not compartmentalized. That's what he means by achdus. In their actions and in thought. Mikshachas. Mikshachas is a term used for the menorah. It's all one thing. Right? It's not made of different pieces. Right, he says, Dugmas menorah sazov shebehechel. Like the menorah in the hechel. Hasimun hanitzchi, the eternal symbol. Shashchina shor b'Yisrael. The Shashchina rests in Klal Yisrael. It's the existence of Gedolim and complete ones in Torah and action in every generation. I was mentioned that I had a recording of Aaron Cutler's Levaya, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke about Kosher Mises Tzadikim Kasreifas Beis Elokeinu, that the death of Tzadikim is difficult for us, like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. And he said a Jew used to get his inspiration. He'd go to the Beis HaMikdash a few times a year. He went to the Beis HaMikdash and he saw things and he was inspired. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Gedolei Yisrael. It's great people who form our greatest inspiration. Haschus HaGedola B'Yoser She'Adam Yochel Liskos Eilev Hu She'Yizka Liros Mikarov Adam Godol. The greatest chus that a person could have is if he's able to see from near. When he says see from near, I'm sure he means to know. He's not talking about physical proximity. He means to have a close interaction with an Adam Gadol. Adam Gadol Eino Torah Rishmi. When you say the term Adam Gadol, it's not an official term. V'lo min ha'achreach she'yitfos amda Rishmi. And it's not necessary that he has an official position. People always quote this about Moshe Feinstein. I never actually saw it, but that they had a New York Times article once. They asked him like how he how did he get the position of being the official authority for the Jews. Like, you know, how did he lobby for it? What was his campaign like? You know, he explained that's not how it works. In fact, if you look at the first page of Igros Moshe, he basically is explaining, there's an obligation to write Shuvas if you reach a level where you understand Torah, but I'm not trying to impose my view on anybody. And so on. Hayu b'chol hadoros chachmei chasidei Yisrael. There were in all the generations chachamim who were righteous ones of Israel. And now he's quoting, Hayu mehen chotvei etzim and mehen shovei mayim. Some were wood choppers and some were water carriers. Asher shimshu poskei ha'uma, who served as the halachic decisors of the nation. V'dugma osea ka'achas, and their paradigms at the same time. Like the Chavetz Chaim in previous generation and the Chazon Ish in our generation. This was published, I think, in the 60s. The Chazon Ish was Nifter in the 50s. For us, the Chazon Ish is already, like, unfortunately, a memory. Dini's grandfather flew to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1950s to meet with the Chazon Ish. Yichud nifla zeh shel gaonus v'tzidkus, this unity, again, I'm not using, it's not really the right word, but it's early in the morning, so I can't get the right word, but it means that there's no interruption, it's all part of the same thing, of gaonus and tzidkus, genius and righteousness, who are simon le gedolei Yisrael, that's the indicator that you're dealing with gedolei Yisrael, b'tzad yitzirasam haruchnes, alongside their spiritual, like their magnum opus, the things they've created, which is shitasim belimud, piskeim ba'alacha, their approach in learning, their halachic rulings, and amakirim yitzirasim hamusaris ma'asis, we recognize their what they created in Musar and in action. Everybody knows Reb Chaim Brisker is the great genius of Lumbus. Reb Chaim Brisker was a tremendous Baal Chesed, and it's interesting because it's almost like the opposite of the way he was known in Halacha. In Halacha, like very austere and strict. His house was a complete Hefker Welt for anybody who needed a place to sleep. They record their people. The kids, some of them come home and find other people sleeping in their beds. It was like absolutely open to Chesed. And he also stood up for the downtrodden very strongly. That each one of them enriched us with a new path in Avoda, openness karbus el Hashem mechudash, a new way of coming near to Hashem. So, same way you can take apart a Gemara with Reb Chaim's learning, you can learn from his chesed and so on. Amar Hasaba Kadisha Mikelm, Reb Simcha Zal, the great altar of Kelm, known as Reb Simcha Zisal Ziv. And it's, I think actually in Reb Yaakov Sefer and Chumash, either in this week's parasha or last week's, I think I remember I'm quoting this from Reb Chana Wasserman, but this would be older if it's from Simcha Zisal. Darwin, he's talking about Darwin, Shapol B'Tkufoso Amar, Darwin, who was around in Simcha Zisal's time, said, Kimotso Shal Adam Huminakof, that man's origin is from the monkey. Darwin, Hayamuchach Lomar Kacha, he had to say so, Ki Lo Roas Agon Rizrol Salantazal, that he never saw Rizrol. Ani Reisis Rizrol, I saw Rizrol Salantazal, Lachain Ani Yodea Ki Ein Motso Adam Huminakof. Therefore, I know that man's origin is not from a monkey. I think the way Rabbi Yaakov quotes it from Chanan is Darwin knew Darwin, so he thinks that man comes from a monkey. If he knew Rabbi Yisrael, he would have thought otherwise. Okay.